Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
My pleasure, Bruce. I'm glad to be with you.
The Swine Health Information Center has conducted a review of information related to African swine fever virus variants emerging in China, as well as media and on-the-ground reports of non-approved vaccine use causing pathology, chronic infection, and vaccine virus shedding. First of all, what prompted this review, and what was it intended to accomplish?
Well, there's a couple of things, Bruce. One is that the virus now has been circulating in China since 2018, and well into early 2018. And as any viruses circulate, whether it moved up into the Baltics from Africa in 2007 through Europe, Russia, and China, viruses tend to mutate. They tend to change such that they may change enough that they cause a different type of disease. And that's common for viruses. So what we wanted to do was a couple of things. One was to make sure that we understood what was going on with the viral sequences. There's a paper from the Chinese lab in Harbin, which is the equivalent of our USDA lab in Plum Island. And that paper described different variants that they've discovered, as well as this issue about vaccine and vaccine use and the different viruses that are used in vaccines. So what we wanted to do is get an expert opinion and some look at the change in the virus, number one, and number two, our ability to continue to detect the virus should it get to North America.
Who conducted the review, and what did the review actually involve?
Yeah, what we wanted to do was look at that paper from the Harbin lab in China, along with some of the vaccine information that we have from the ground in China about the use of vaccines. And Dr. Dan Rock at the University of Illinois put the information together for us. He used to be on Plum Island. He's a virologist that is very well respected, used to be with USDA on Plum Island. He's now with the University of Illinois. He's one of the national and international experts on African swine fever. So it was a great opportunity to get a good look at the current status of the virus from someone that knows what they're talking about and is an expert in the field.
What actually went into the review, and over what time frames?
Well, the one of the things that the Swine Health Information Center is trying to do now is with the different information and different things that come out in the press and some of the things that we find out on the ground in different countries, we want to inform producers about that. And so what we're trying to do is gather up the recently published papers, especially if they hit into the news cycle. We'll get a recently published paper in the news cycle, and we'll ask an expert to take a look at it and to tell us, to interpret it, if you will, for producers and for veterinarians, if they have to know what's just what it means to them. Sometimes the issue is you have an academic paper and a very sound one. But the big question is, okay, what does that mean to me? And that's what this effort was, is to ask Dr. Rock to take a look at the Harbin lab paper as well as with the other information and interpret it for us in North America and say, what does all of this mean to me?
What has been the key findings, and what are the implications?
So in the Harbin paper, there were a number of different variants that were identified and described. And again, that was described rather academically. So we asked Dr. Rock to take a look at that academics in there and take a look at that description and tell us what that means as far as the virus goes, as well as to take a look at what we know about some of the vaccines that are used on the ground in China. Those vaccines thus far have not been approved for use, because they haven't been shown to be safe and effective. And I think probably the underlying word there is safe. The current vaccines that are being used in China that we know of, some of them at least, cause infection. They are attenuated viruses. It means that they are viruses that might cause less infection, but they still cause infection. They still cause pathology. They still cause shedding, and they still cause transmission of the virus. So we asked Dr. Rock to take a look at all of that together. And yes, there are different variants that are out there. And I think that's probably not unexpected from the virologists because of the time frame over which ASF has been circulating, that there's going to be some changes in that virus as we go. Probably the most concerning thing that we have about those changes is that the variants aren't causing disease to the extent that the original virus did. So therefore, it may be harder to detect. It may make the pigs sick, and it may kill pigs, just like ASF, the regular ASF, but maybe not quite at the rate that the original virus did. And so that gives some concern because it might give the opportunity for that virus to go underground, if you will, and cause infections harder to detect. And we certainly don't need that, because should those viruses get here into the U.S. or into Canada, it may be more difficult to say, boy, this looks different than what we usually have. And that's a danger. One of the good things about this this review and what we've learned is that the diagnostics that we currently have to detect ASF through our PCRs and our diagnostics in the laboratory still should be effective in finding the virus, identifying the virus should it get here. As I said, it might be harder to find because of the clinical signs wouldn't be as severe, but our diagnostics, once we say this looks different, once we say that, our diagnostics should still be able to find the virus, even if it is a variant.
Just how much of a threat do these emerging vaccine-based variations create? What defense is potentially available, and what are the implications for the North American swine sector?
Yeah, you know, I don't know that I could give anybody this is a 50% more risk than it was before, or any percentage, but we're under such pressure from African swine fever, the original African swine fever, and that continues with the variants. And the variants are such that they may not cause the severe disease that the original virus did. So that means that they may be harder to detect. And if that's the case, they may end up in the population, in our populations in U.S. or Canada or Mexico or somewhere else, that may be able to circulate undetected for a while before we finally find them. So that's a big risk. I think that's the main risk we have here, that that pressure continues, and that it may be more difficult for us to detect. And along that line, then, our biggest opportunity to prevent a problem is to do everything we can to question the health status of our herds when something looks out of line. African swine fever and these different variants and the original virus can look very much like salmonellosis. It can look very much like hot PERS or other things that we deal with as endemic diseases in North America. And if that's the case, the most important thing to do is not assume that you know that you think you know you have something when you have a disease event or a mortality event in your herd. Always get professional diagnosis. Even if it's one mortality and you think, yeah, that looks just like it was before, question that and get a professional diagnosis, because you don't know if that may be the first incursion of an ASF original or a variant virus into North America.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think we always have to add that African swine fever is a virus that has been around for decades in Africa, It moved into Europe and moved into Russia and China. We're at risk of it, but we are at risk of it for our swine herd. It's not a virus that affects people. It's not a food safety issue. There's nothing to do with people with this. It's completely a pig virus, but it is a devastating one. We have to keep it out of North America at all costs.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce. My pleasure. I'm glad to be with you.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.